The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, the great outdoors, sometimes firearms, sometimes management, sometimes the reasons behind things happening in the outdoors. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Regulations, laws, you name it. We talk about it all. If it regards the outdoors, that's why we call this show the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So welcome back. We're giving away some fish and tackle the end of this month, final Saturday, to High Tide Lures. Tackle Box Tim Sherman has supplied us with a nice bass fishing package this month. So we look forward to that. Then next month it'll be snakeheads, and that'll be fun. We'll talk about snakeheads and blue catfish and all that stuff whenever you want. If you have a comment about invasive species, we're more than glad to share that with you or anything else. Rockfish, crabbing, hunting of any kind, sick of deer, you name it, we talk about it. Black bears, all the above. So, any callers on the line there, Aaron? Okay, let's talk to Doug in Rock Hall. Good morning, Doug.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, been listening to you this morning about the crab business. I drive a crab truck for a local establishment in Rock Hall, Maryland.
Okay.
And you are absolutely correct when you say this is the worst crab season we've had in a while.
No question.
Simply not tracking.
Right. And the prices reflect that. Demand exceeds supply.
Oh, man, it's terrible. When you got the price of bait is sky high, the price of fuel is sky high, we're hardly making anything.
Yep.
And
you're right.
A lot of people don't realize that. All they see is that high crab price. What it goes to get from the boat to the establishment to us steaming them to us put seasoning on them, we're hardly making anything.
Yeah. Look, I'm in that. I mean, I don't know if you've seen our magazine or not, Maryland Loves Crabs, but we're well aware of all that. I mean, we don't launch into that every issue, but, we talk to the people that take care of it. And, from Southern Maryland to Cecil County, we deal with different people all over the state that, their business depends on being able to make a profit, keep the doors open. You know, you talk about fuel and you talk about bait and you talk about that kind of thing on the supplier end. And then on the other end, on the retail end, they got to pay the light bill. They got to keep the doors open. They don't understand. They don't understand what it takes to get a steam crab or a live crab from the Chesapeake Bay to their carryout bag.
Yeah,
it's a lot of steps, and a lot of people have a lot of fingers in the pie along the way.
And like you were talking earlier, with dead crabs, I've seen a lot of them this year, too.
Oh, sure. Sure. And, the heat has a tremendous effect on that. Not only the warm water in the bay, but the air temperature when you're transporting them. I'm sorry, I stepped on you there. What were you saying?
Yeah. Luckily, we got a refrigerated truck, but, man, from the boat to our establishment, they sit in the back of that hot pickup.
Yeah.
Some are dying.
Yeah, and
a lot of businesses have lost a lot of money with dead crabs this year.
No question. No question. I had one fellow tell me his dead loss was over 30%, which means 3 out of every 10 crabs in his bushel were dead.
Exactly.
You know, and you
establishments are buying crabs out of state because you just can't catch them here this year.
Right. Well, that's normal. Now, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the way the crab business works in the Baltimore area, but there's a location there in White Marsh, I believe, where there's 70 tractor trailers on the road every single day, bringing crabs in from all around the country, Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, South Carolina, all that.
I'm picking some up right now.
Oh, there you go. So you've got to be invited to go to that party. And
I'm in Kent Island right now, picking up a load from a tractor trailer.
Well, there you go.
They crab because they're not catching none. They're not catching none in the bay.
Right.
I also have crabbers in Delaware River. They're not catching anything. It's just,
right.
It's a terrible season this year.
Yeah. Now, I don't necessarily want you to tell me the name of your business. You can tell Aaron, our producer. But are you a steamer? Are you a retail establishment? Or what are you?
We're
both.
We're a retailer. We're a steamer. We have a restaurant. It's Ford Seafood in Rock Hall.
I got it. All right. All right. Well, I appreciate you checking in with me, man.
We got great food.
Hey, now, I ask you not to name it. You named it. So I appreciate your input.
I didn't hear that.
I know. You probably didn't hear me. It's okay. But I may have to charge you for the commercial. I'm just kidding. But I want to thank you for calling in, okay?
Yes, sir. I'm going to continue listening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the input. See you later. All right. There you go. Horse's mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Just what I was saying. So, all right. Okay. Who do we have? Oh, yeah. Let's talk to Lee. Sure. Why not? Morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How's this Robin doing?
Fair. Just talked to her during the break. And she's, you know, one step forward, two steps back. You know, it's incremental progress, but progress all the way.
Well, I'm always giving her my best.
I will. Yep.
Hey, we got a closure coming up on the Rockfish fairly soon. When is that?
I think it's 3 weeks. Oh, no, they didn't get to 3 weeks this year. I think it's the last 2 weeks of July, isn't it?
2 weeks of July. Okay, so that didn't change any then.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's, the Rockfish bite has been, very sporadic. Most guys now are eeling and using live spot, but we're up around Pools Island, up in the up in that area, fishing for them. The Patapsco kind of died off, but there was a fleet of 17 charter boats up there the other day, and it's surprising that the normal fishery for the rockfish, well, you know, we're usually I remember everybody be sitting off the mouth of the Chester chumming and whatnot, and it seems like every year things are changing up a little bit. The numbers are still okay. It's not as good as last year, but it's doing okay. I'm not sure what's going on down the Southern Bay, if anything, because a lot of the charters are coming from down south, up north. And that's been kind of a scenario for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I understand. July 16th to July 31st is your closure.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Alan.
Yes, sir. You know, they were trying to do that first week of August as well, but that didn't make it, so.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the fishermen, you know, you think twice in the summer heat, you get some nice one rod fish, and you're content with that, think of, switching over to something else, or your blue cat or your white perch or whatnot, I tell you, there's nothing wrong with a big fat white perch this time of year either.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah, for sure.
I like the taste of white perch better than rockfish any day. Of course, I like almost anything better than rockfish. As far as taste wise, rockfish are good. Don't get me wrong; there are state fish, and a lot of them get sold. But I will tell you, I'd rather eat something else.
I catch and sell rockfish.
I know you do.
They're probably near the bottom of the list for me as far as taste. My wife has been cooking these snakeheads, and she's perfected a fish cake that, I don't know if I told you, the first time she made it, I thought I was eating a crab cake.
You're gonna need to send me that recipe.
Well, you gotta pry it out of her first, buddy. Alan, it's not my choice. Have you ever tried to get something out of the wife that she don't want to give up?
Yeah, that's for sure. I understand that. Yeah, oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's like pulling teeth out of a hen chicken there.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
I sit there and I said, Mary, what did you put in this? Let's just not go there. Okay. She goes, you just enjoy and eat, and we'll have plenty of them for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's funny.
That's
funny, man.
You know how it is. You can't, don't push it.
Don't push that envelope, that's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else I was saying? I know you don't like to go into it, but we're all crying. You're hearing a lot about our leaders and what's going on. Years ago, the only leader I had to worry about was me. Who was our leader? Who leads us? Well, we lead ourselves. As far as I'm concerned, you make yourself who you are, what you are.
That's right.
And everybody is so caught up in our leaders and this election and everything.
Yeah.
But jump back a notch and really look at things. Is we make our own destiny. It's not these politicians. They kind of get in the way a little bit. Send us tax bills and property tax and reflecting, but I hear it in some months on my little group, and when it goes on for an hour or two, I said, listen, man, I got to jump out. I got to go take a shower and wash all the politics off of me.
That's right. That's right.
Deep, man. I don't know.
Well, this is what we've lost in this country. The pioneer spirit. The pioneer spirit. We make our own way. We strive to achieve the American dream on our own.
I mean, I talked to my friends about fishing and hunting and providing a meal for the table. They look at it like, that's not really how it works. Well, for us, that's how it works.
That's how it works for my family. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. No question. Damn right. You go out and you take care of your magazine. Your magazine business and whatnot.
Yeah.
You're the leader of that gig, and we all have our own.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We provide for ourselves.
Listen, so. Back in the day, I thought I was going to be a veterinarian, but I didn't go to college. Okay, and so I didn't get what I needed for that. I got married right out of high school. My first real job was in a bank teller. I thought I was going to be a bank teller. Then I became a bill collector for the bank, you know, call people on their loans and that type of thing. I became a credit manager for a company, J&J Truck Body, Somerset Welding and Steel, in the early 70s. Then after that, I went to work in a vo-tech school. I was an aide to a masonry instructor. And after that, I went on the road selling live bait, and I did that for 3 years. And that's what led to the publishing business. I found this magazine at several of these bait shops, and they said they were looking for people to sell advertising. And I thought, well, I can do that. And I started in 1981 with a magazine called Fish Finder Magazine in Pennsylvania, and I built my territory up larger and larger and larger from Pittsburgh to York to the center of the state up in Center County. So I had a big triangle. I had a quarter of the state that was my territory, and I had 90-some businesses that I called on. Well, I went through a divorce in Pennsylvania. I moved to Maryland and continued working with Fish Finder. We had established the Maryland Fish Finder by that time. I ran that till 1991 when I resigned and immediately started Fishing and Hunting Journal. So I like the publishing business. I like the outdoors industry, and I get to be, you know, around it a lot. I get to deal with the retailers and the wholesalers and that type of thing. So for 43 years, I've been into publishing business, and I've started magazines, and some of them made it, some of them didn't, just like I started another radio show over here on the Eastern Shore a while back. You know, a very small station, didn't make it, money wasn't there. So I've had successes, and I've had failures, and I've had, you know, but continue to move forward, making your own way as, you know, as an independent entrepreneur in Maryland. So, you know, that's the radio show's been on the air successfully for how long now? 35, almost 36 years. So I get it, man. I get it. We all have our own path, but we all have the opportunity to do whatever we want to do in this country.
That's the key, is we all have our own opportunity.
Yep.
It's not our leaders, it's us. So
that's right.
Internally, it's our quest to, you know, provide, you know, do for ourselves. But I don't know. People, you know, I think that our leaders are our guide us in our lives. That's a bunch of
They don't understand.
Right.
They don't understand that the government doesn't have any money. The government doesn't produce anything to make any money. The government doesn't sell anything to make money. The government is us. If it weren't for the citizens, the government wouldn't have any money. So when people say, oh, I got money from the government, no, you got it from me and the other people that pay their taxes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know.
That's
all right. It's all in the spirit of independence, buddy. So.
All right. Well, get back to talking about fishing and hunting.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
I hear you, buddy. That's it. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
I'm going snakehead this afternoon. I'll talk to you all later.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Yep.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Backyard billies, you know. There's a lot of stuff at Backyard Billy's. You need to see it. There's a company called MF Fire. We haven't talked about it much, but it's a wonderful wood stove company. Very, very attractive wood stoves. Not a lot of gingerbread, not a lot of decorations. They're kind of a modern-looking wood stove, freestanding wood stove and inserts. And they also make a prepackaged fire ring. comes in three pieces. It comes in its own pack. And if you purchase one of these MF Fire wood stoves at Backyard Billy's, you get a free fire ring, which is really cool. It just sets up in minutes. It's got its own grill, comes in its own carrying case. Pretty cool looking little deal there. So MF Fire, they make a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful wood stove and wood stove insert. And check it out. You can check it out online if you want on their website, mffire.com, or just stop by Backyard Billy's and take a look. And that way you can see all the fireplace inserts and freestanding wood stoves. They have some pretty cool ones there, too. They have some of the old-timey looking ones, you know. If you want to heat up your garage with wood or something like that, you've got a back room and you want to use one of the vintage-looking wood stoves, they've got that. And they've got everything imaginable to heat your home with wood or pellets, that's for sure. Electric, gas, all of the above, they've got it all. And right now, if you are interested in a wood stove insert for your fireplace, Regency has, well, Becker Billy's has seven, well, maybe less now, but Regency wood stove inserts, they're in the box, they're left over from, you know, 2023, 20% off. They just need to make some room for the new shipment coming in July. And they have 12 pellet stoves, freestanding pellet stoves, also Regency, at 20% off. So if you want to save money on pellet stoves or wood stove inserts, check them out. If you're interested in a new grill, you know, for the summer, the official start of summer, 15% off in-stock Traeger pellet grills. Not only 15% off, but they'll give you two bags of pellets to get you started. All this at Backyard Billy's. Where is this wonderful place located where you can get backyard furniture and sheds and all the big stuff for your backyard? Well, they're located not far from here. That's right. They're exit 44B if you're coming from the bridge. Evans Avenue, Graysonville is the exit, right off Route 50. Drummer Lane, Drummer Place, Drummer something is where they're actually located. But they're not far off Kent Island. BackyardBillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500 is the phone number. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? And you'll be glad you did. Spurry's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott's Road. Spurry's Tire Service. We all have tires on something in our home, our cars, our trucks, our lawnmowers, our riding mowers. And if you're a farmer, you got even more tires on all that machinery and all that equipment that you have. You might have your recreational stuff that have tires, your motorcycles, your ATVs, your trailers, your boat trailer. Everything has tires. Spurry's has tires for anything and everything. Any tire for any machine in your backyard, your barnyard, and like I mentioned, some of those examples above. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Good morning, Brent. Hey, stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Did I mention you don't need an appointment for tires? Yeah, just show up. Tell them what your tire size is. More than likely they have it. If they don't have it today, they'll have it tomorrow. Spurry's Tire Service, 410-822-7384, right here in Easton. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buds, baits, and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds, zoom flukes, booyah, crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. We're going to give away a pack of weapons of mass destruction at the end of this month. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number. Go on the air with me to get in contention to win a tackle package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. That would be great. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, that's for sure. So we were talking about crabs. We were talking about taking a look back, and now we got to take a look forward. So I'm cutting out all the stuff that happened as far as management between, like, 2008 and now. So here's how this concludes, kind of. The management strategy that brought the Chesapeake's blue crabs back from the brink has largely remained the same since back in 2012, 12 years ago. Some updated reference points and minor adjustments to harvest limits based on the results of the annual winter survey. But there have been some warning signs that suggest additional changes might become necessary. In 2022, the winter dredge survey estimated only 227 million crabs in the bay. even fewer than 2007's historic low. Then 2024's survey marked the fifth consecutive year of below-average recruitment. In other words, the birth of new crabs, baby crabs. These results inspired the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee to explore the pursuit of another benchmark stock assessment. Preliminary data analysis begins this summer, and the assessment is set to be completed and published in March 2026. This is how things in government work, ladies and gentlemen. This is how things in fisheries management work. It takes years and years and years to get anything done. So they haven't changed anything since 2012. There was a stock assessment in 2011. Here we are 13 years later. Why wouldn't they set a review process up for every 3 years, every 5 years, something on a regular ongoing basis so they can address these issues immediately? I don't understand how this works. If you do, we're more than glad to talk to you, 410 WCBM 680. So the results inspired the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee to explore the pursuit of another benchmark stock assessment. The new stock assessment will revisit assumptions of the 2011 assessment and bring new modeling techniques to the data. It will also consider factors that have changed in recent years, such as environmental influences and predation by blue catfish. We've known that the blue catfish eats blue crabs for more than a decade, and lots of them. Lots of them. Did we misread the impact of this voracious predator? Did we misread the fact that in 2007, 2008, somewhere in that area, these creatures spread out throughout the bay? Did we misread the fact that blue catfish are 75% of the bay's biomass, and they got to eat something? They eat over 80 species of fish, invertebrates, clams, crabs, ducks, whatever they can get in their big fat mouth. They eat. They're eating machines. So when you've got this squadron of 25 to 50 pound fish constantly in the bay, constantly in the rivers, when these fish spawn, any species don't stand a chance. They really don't stand a chance. And it seems like the elephant in the room is the blue catfish, and it seems like, oh, we don't know why our young of the year survey is off, and we don't know why, you know, we're not seeing as many perch, and we don't know what's happened to the shad. And you've got monsters in our Chesapeake Bay. Eating machine, vacuum cleaners. The science has gotten better, said Mike Luisi, who I like, Mike. DNR Fishing Boating Services Title and Coastal Management and Science Branch Director. It leads to more precision in how we manage. One consideration will be whether male-specific benchmarks should be established in addition to the female benchmarks. Though female blue crabs are the greater limiting factor for reproduction, Bromelow said it's possible there are areas where so few males that some females don't have a chance to mate during their limited window. Possible. What's our demand? What is our demand for blue crabs to eat? What do we want? What do Marylanders want? We want number one males. We want the biggest and the baddest. We want the jumbos. We want the males, the males, the males, number one males. Yeah, we don't want number twos. We don't want females to eat. We want number one males. So that's what the market is. Though some have suggested the annual winter dredge survey could be underestimating juveniles, Fagley said the juveniles measured by the survey have been good predictor of the upcoming harvest, which suggests the survey estimates are an accurate representation of the number of young crabs. Juvenile abundance estimates are still the best indicator of population health that we have, said Glenn Davis, DNR fisheries biologist who conducts data analysis on blue crabs. So we need to look at what has changed since 2009 to 2016. What changed 15 years ago all the way up to 8 years ago? What's happened since then till now? Why are we not getting the same results despite robust numbers of overwintering females? Luisi said the 2011 stock assessment was essential to the preceding years of management, and the new assessment will build on the previous one and will similarly help to guide the upcoming years of management. Going by the science put crabs back on track in the 2010s. Now we need to look at the science again to make sure they're effectively managing blue crabs for a sustainable fishery. Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, from people in our audience who eat them. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. When you call, get on the list for the free fish and tackle we're giving away at the end of next month, or this month and next month, all the way through, I believe, September, I think. Anyway, all right. Clyde Sport Shop, you know, they've got everything you need for crabbing. If you want to go out there and catch some crabs for your own dinner, well, they've got the recreational equipment to do it. They've got the open top crab traps. They've got the trot lines. They've got the hand lines. They've got the line that you can make your own hand lines. They've got the line that you can make your own trot line if you prefer. They've got the bait bags and the snoods and the things like that, the trot line parts, so to speak. They've got the nets, every kind of net you want for crabbing. Got the hand lines. You want to take the kids out on the dock and teach them how to hand line for crabs? Well, you need a net. They've got the hand lines, a little, you know, the hand lines with the lead weight on. You pin the bait on and drop it down, pull them up by hand. They've got that. They've got the gloves. They've got the tongs. They've got the steamers. And they've got their own brand of crab seasoning right there at Clyde Sport Shop. Fishing tackle, rods and reels, guns, ammo, hunting accessories, rifle scopes, binoculars, all in one location. And they're a full-line Browning dealer. We might have a chance to talk about that in a little bit. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdale. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. For Clyde Sport Shop, they're open 7 days a week. And you can get your license there, too. Why not? Now, let me tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time. You know, they've got the big stuff, the big stuff that you need in your backyard. That's why they call it Backyard Billy's. They've got the storage sheds. They've got the greenhouses. They've got the swing sets for the kids and the gym sets for the kids. They've got the pergolas for shade over your deck. They've got the big deck umbrellas for even more shade on your deck. They've got the gazebos. They've got the chicken coops. They've got the dog kennels. They've got the greenhouses. I might have said that. They have the tiki bars, if you want to set one of those up. Not only all that big stuff, but they have a tremendous assortment of outdoor tables and chairs. That poly stuff in every color imaginable under the rainbow is incredible. When you walk in, you will see all that stuff. Adirondack chairs, the most comfortable outdoor chair you can get. They got them that rock. They got them that, you know, all kinds of styles of Adirondack chairs. There's 1,000 of those in stock in every color imaginable as well. When you go inside, they've got great furniture for your beach house or your deck. If you got a covered deck, they've got, you know, some beautiful furniture you could put out there and lounge around in. And then, of course, there's the Hearth America side, which is the freestanding wood pellet stoves, the gas fireplace inserts, the wood fireplace inserts, the pellet stove fireplace inserts. All that's at Hearth America. Tremendous selection of barbecue grills, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and Traeger. I have a hard time remembering Traeger. They do also have a grill called Memphis, M-E-M-P-H-I-S, just like the town. Stainless steel. If you want to build an island on your deck, a cooking island on your deck, the Memphis pellet grill is the way to go. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, right off Route 50. If you come up from the Eastern Shore, if you're coming from the Lower Shore, just go up through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, and you'll be right there before you get to 50. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Phone number 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Visit the website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, and you can check all that out for yourself. Backyard Billies, proud, proud to have them as a sponsor. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when it called. St. Louis, later on down the river, a freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen.
Good old Johnny Cash. Let's let him slide for a minute. Let's take some callers if we have anybody out there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you would like to call and comment on anything you heard about this morning. We talked a lot about crabs. We did talk about the increase in the non-resident Sikadir fee, which went from $25 to $200 for non-residents to come to Maryland and hunt wild Sikadir. I don't know if you heard about that or not, but there's an article about the new laws in Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and new laws affecting hunters, and that's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. You can read the online version. It's the same as the print version. Or you can find a copy at Clyde's or any of your local gun shops, Bel Air Gun Range, one of our sponsors. Maryland loves crabs out there, too. We talk about the blue catfish problem. We talk about a fella called me the other day. He said, "I'm reading this Maryland Loves Crabs. You made a mistake." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, it's on page 7. I said, "What's on page 7? He said, "Well, here's what it says." I'm like, "Okay, here we go. Let's see what we did here." He said, "Here's what it says. There are no license or registration requirements, but gear must be marked with the owner's name and address. There's no time of day restrictions of taking." I said, wait, hold on. What page did you say that was on? He said, page 7. I said, right. Are you thinking this is for Chesapeake Bay? Well, yeah. I said, look right above where you're reading there. That is for the Atlantic Ocean and the coastal bays. Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, that's right. I was in a nice place the other day down Hooper's Island, a place that does crabbing charters and fishing charters and waterfowl hunting trips and things like that. We're looking forward to maybe going there this year. Local restaurants, nice way to clean a soft crab with a grilled soft crab recipe in there. Some new advertisers that sell crabs and crabbing gear, wholesale gear out there too. There's an interview with Mandy Bromelow. I mentioned her in what we were reading this morning. She's our new Blue Crab Program Manager, and she's talking about working with. She worked for NOAA at the Chesapeake Bay office, the National Oceanic and Aeronautic, whatever that is. She coordinated various work groups within the Chesapeake Bay program, including the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee, which we mentioned, the Forage Action Team, and the Invasive Catfish Work Group. I'm just kind of flipping through here. There's what the little crab larvae look like in the zoa stage. There's what they look like in the megalopa stage. There's the precursor to the winter dredge survey. There is the trotline crabbing or trotline blue cat article written by our very own Captain Don. What else we got here? Blue catfish spreading throughout the state waters. That's in there. Crab wholesaler, big crab retailer, spread of blue catfish in Maryland. Yeah, a lot of stuff here in this. A lot of pictures, some boats, some places to buy all kinds of crabbing gear. Yeah, there's the life cycle of the blue crab. That's from the folks. That's it from the DNR website. That was written by Brenda Davis, who's a former Fishery Service Blue Crab Program Manager. Brenda's a friend, and she's doing well. Talked to her the other day. The ecological impact of the Key Bridge collapse is in there as well. Never think about the ecology. Dead zones in the bay. The summer trawl survey from 2023. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, we're getting tight on time. Let's see who's on the line here. Lee sends me a photo. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate that. Oh, yeah, nice one. Yeah, nice one. So, Hope you're able to get a copy of the magazines. I'm glad you're listening to the show. Remember our sponsors. You know, we've got them all out there for you. We've got Spurry's Tire Service and Backyard Billy's. We've got Madonna Seafood. Great place to get crabs. All you can eat crabs. We can, we've got Clyde Sports Shop, of course. And who else am I missing? Oh, the Mil-Spec Liner Company. I did tell you I had a new tonneau cover put in by Superior Linings there in Glen Burnie. Of course, I visit with these guys all the time. I was at Bel Air Gun Range the other day. Just sold a World War I era machine gun, a Browning AR. How about that? Yeah, BAR, Machine Gun World War I. They just sold that. It took a year to get all the paperwork through and everything else. And, you know, a Class 3 dealer, they can sell that kind of stuff. But we talked to a fella yesterday. Actually, we've been talking about suppressors. I have a .308 that I've never shot. I need to put optics on it. Still in the box. I need to put optics on it. And I'm thinking about getting a suppressor for it. So we're having a fellow up at Bel Air Gun Range write an article for the Quarterly about how to obtain a suppressor. It's far, far easier than it used to be. If you're interested in a quote-unquote silencer or suppressor for your firearm, it's an easier process. It's not any less expensive, but it doesn't take as much time as it used to. And, you know, you've got to obtain a $200 tax stamp and some other things to make sure that happens. But, you know, we'll bring you more of that information as well. So, hey, there's the music. Wow. Well, we appreciate that. Look, if you'd like to enter the contest online, you can do that too. Just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, on anything you'd like to talk about. We're more than glad to talk to you online. We will respond. But right now, we're coming to the end of the show, and I'm sorry to hear that. So get out, and stay safe. Make sure you're close to your family this week. We've had some family health issues here. Our dear sister-in-law, I love her to death. She fell and broke her kneecap the other day. Oh, terrible. But you know, tell your family you love them. Love the Lord. See you next week.